a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Alrighty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us, Austin Eckler, star running back in the NFL, and he's here today on behalf of Dairy Queen. Austin, always great to see you. How you been?
Likewise. Thanks for having me, man. I've been great. How about yourself?
I've been fantastic. Can't complain. We'll talk about Dairy Queen in just a bit, but how do you kind of look back at this season? Obviously, it was bizarre with the Chargers, but how do you kind of give me your perspective of it?
Yeah, a lot of learning lessons that I've learned for myself just as a leader, where I need to be better. And then, you know, just learning how, you know, the ugly side of NFL can play out sometimes. It's unfortunate, but it's a team game. And, you know, we experienced a team loss this year as a season, and I know we're ready to bounce back, everyone that was on that team. And I know I'm ready to continue to go forward. Now I feel like I have a little bit more that I've gone through. I feel like I have some saltiness from that. And, you know, I'm going to do everything to not let that happen again for whatever team I'm on, you know, next year.
Yeah, that was the thing. I was like, you say continue to go forward. It's like we don't even know.
Always go forward,
where you're going to play. We've talked about the business side of this before. You know how people are now going to try to devalue you just because of the position. And then when you don't have a great season, people are going to start to say, oh, Austin Eckler's slowing down. This is what happens with running backs. Why do you still have a lot of good football left in
you? Well, I mean, that's what happens, right? If you're just talking in general, right, if things start to trend downward, you know, people are going to make assumptions. You know, and it's up for you to prove that you got to bounce back. And so that's what I'm looking at right now is, hey, we did have a down year, right? Affects the entire team, which affects anyone going into free agency that year, which happened to be me. And for me, I still got a lot of fire. And really, you know, going into year eight, I'm in a position where I'm looking at what's the quality of the team that I'm going into as far as how they want to use me. You know, what's their offensive coordinator situation? What's the running back situation? For me, I'm bringing fire. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to bounce back because, it was a down year. But it doesn't define you. I don't think 1 year defines you, especially when you've put, you know, increasing role of years before that. And so for me, it's another time for me to go out there and actually prove that, hey, I'm still a dynamic player and can play at a high standard and be consistent in it.
Austin Eckler here with us. I thought that Brandon Staley should not have been brought back after the playoff choke over a year ago.
Mm. Choke.
Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah, that's it what sucks. It is, you know?
Yeah, we choked, for sure.
But I thought going into the season that even though I believed in the talent on the roster, when you have a coach that I from afar sense a lot of people didn't believe in, that could create a messy situation. Is that a fair assessment? Did the message of Staley just not really resonate with that locker room?
No, I think that's not a fair assessment at all.
Why?
100% believed in Brandon Staley from day one, and we were bought in. We were bought into the message of our way, right? Relationships and competition. That was what Brandon Staley spoke. That is what he brought to the table. That is what he preached. Now it takes a village, you know, and he's been the lightning rod of all of the negativity that's gone on. It's his fault. It's him. It's all of us. We're all part of that. We all put that product on the field. We were all letting things that shouldn't have slip. The standard is created by the leaders of the team and the head coach. The head coach is supposed to basically guide the culture, which, you know, they're bringing in Jim Harbaugh, who I think in here is good at that type of, you know, leadership. So that would be great. But it's a village. So the leadership, we got to step up. You know, if I'm back there on the team, our leadership has to step up in creating the culture of holding the standard, of holding people accountable, because it was lacking. It wasn't just Brandon Staley.
Gotcha. Fair enough. I respect that answer. Austin Eckler here with us. For you, and I'm sure you got to think about it. You don't know what's going to happen in the next few months. But like in your gut, do you feel like you played your last game with the Chargers?
In my gut, no. I think there's definitely a possibility I could be back. And that's because I think just where I've been, I know their situation. You know, they're looking for a running back. I just moved out, and so also did Joshua Kelly, who was right behind me, who's backing me up this year. I'm not closing any doors, and so yeah, for that, I don't think it's my last game. It could be, absolutely, but no.
It's kind of funny, as Austin Eckler's here with us. We've talked to you when the running back issue was very hot in the offseason. Here we are in the Super Bowl. You have Christian McCaffrey, who some could have argued could have been the MVP of the league this year, and Isaiah Pacheco. That's one angry runner. An angry runner. I love watching him play.
Right. And you said it's a running back issue. It's not a running back. It was more of a player issue of, you know, getting guys franchised where they're not allowed to go out and actually find a fair market value for themselves and find a home of someone who is willing to give them that fair market value, at least go through that negotiation process. And so that's why it's a player. It's not just running backs. It happened to the tight ends. It happened to the safeties. It's just, in general, an issue that we face, you know, that's in our CBA, unfortunately, that where we can get locked in for 1 year, take all the risk, and then also get an artificial number that's going to be your contract number. And so it's just something that we don't like. We won't push back because we want to give our guys opportunities to go get their contract and get a few years locked in. But, yeah, it's important for us to see that we had running backs that are continuing to play at a high level, young guys, old guys, right? We have Raheem at 31 having his best year. You know, we have Christian who's just in year seven, you know, having, you know, his year that he's having. And so, as you see, you know, it's not every running back, but there are definitely running backs that deserve to be in a position to go and actually get themselves a new paycheck. And we're going to see that coming up here with Christian, you know, after next year.
Who do you think wins the game on Sunday?
No idea. Don't even care.
Really?
I just hope it's a good game.
Will you watch it?
I will absolutely watch it. Yeah. I'm not playing. So here's the thing. I want my guys to get through there healthy and then also, right, just have a good time. I want it to be a good game and then everyone get through.
So that's why I've always liked you, because you understand the business side and you also know the work that it puts in with your story to reach where you are. The whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing, I don't get why it annoys anyone. I think it's great for football, and I think it's great for them individually because it seems genuine.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for football. You know, if it's bringing viewership, it's bringing new people, it's bringing the culture together, that's exactly what football – that's why I love football when it comes to a fan side. It brings people together, especially with fantasy. That's why I love that, because it brings people together.
Yeah.
So if Taylor is making an impact and their relationship is genuine, which, like you said, it seems like, that's great. And if it brings more people together, like, that, why are you rooting against that? You know, like, to me, that's what we need in this country, is more things to bring us together. And if that's going to do it, and it's as simple as a relationship and showing someone on film of, like, hey, bringing this music and this, you know, football life, these two individuals together, then let's keep going. Like, we should be rooting for that, in my opinion.
Absolutely. What are you doing today on behalf of Dairy Queen?
Yeah, here with Dairy Queen. So, I mean, we're talking Super Bowl. So, I mean, what are we doing for the Super Bowl?
Gotta have some grub.
You gotta have some food, you know, and Dairy Queen obviously is known for the blizzards. However, right, we're talking about the food side of Dairy Queen, which they have a new item on the menu, which is super appropriate for Super Bowl. They have the honey barbecue sauced and tossed chicken strips. So we're talking some chicken strips. They also have burgers. And so, yeah, we're bringing a new menu item to y'all at your Super Bowl get-togethers. And, you know, grab yourself a Blizzard while you're going to pick up your chicken strips as well. So
yeah, you can never have too much food, never too much drinks on Super Bowl Sunday.
So, yeah, if you want to check out more, make sure to check out the website. Check out DairyQueen.com or check out the Dairy Queen app as well. So, yeah, make sure you get yourself some DQ and, enjoy.
The last thing I'll ask you, and obviously for this game, the quarterbacks are talked about so much, and I find it funny how much people spend voicing their opinion on Brock Purdy at this point. The guy wins games. That's all that matters to me. But your quarterback in Justin Herbert, he's gotten some of that criticism. I still see a heck of a football player, and I would want him on my team. I don't know how many more quarterbacks I would take over him.
Yeah.
Do you kind of just laugh at the conversation surrounding Justin, where people just go, oh, he's an overrated quarterback, he's not a great quarterback?
No, it's the same. Look, when you look at our team, it's the same, especially coming off of this year, it's the same thing that I'm going through right now. Oh, Austin's, you know, had it down. Yeah. The whole team had a down year. The whole team had a down year. You know, Keenan Allen popped off, so there was an outlier there.
He always
there.
Pops off.
You know, like, I mean,
there was. And it's funny, they always say he's the most underrated player.
There was an outlier. You know, every once in a while you get there, but when the team has a down year, everyone's affected. And, you know, not even Keenan, that he probably could have had an even better year if we were continuing to play at a higher level as a culture and as a team together. And so, luckily for Justin, he plays a position where he can play, you know, a decade and a half.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's shorter lived, you know, just far as the lifespan as of playing running back. And so for us, like, looking at Justin, it's like, look, he's continuing to grow. He's continuing to make an impact. It's going to come down to more than just, oh, Justin has to have the best career of it, year of his career. It's people around him also need to be stepping up and playing at that type of level too. And like I said, it takes a village, and it takes a village to even looking at Pat Mahomes. You got to have guys around you that you can at least lean on, and they continue to be consistent all the time. And then also the coaching and defense plays a factor into it too. It's a whole team that leads to the success and how someone looks. You know, Mahomes is out there playing defense, but his defense is showing up for him, right? Well, and that helps him win games.
Now he said he could be a game manager, as he did it against the Ravens. He said it.
And so it takes a village. It takes a village. And so for Justin to continue to reach those new heights, it's not just him. Like you can't ever put the blame in football. That's why football is a great game. And that's why it's a tough game. It's because it takes more than just a couple individuals that can carry the team. It's so much more than that. And go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, always appreciate your time. Absolutely. Always great to see you. Thanks so much for coming on and doing this. Thank you, man. He is, Austin Eckler, joining us on behalf of Dairy Queen.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.